prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is Wednesday, 16 March 2022. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a very special guest in a minute. He's been on this program before in the past several times. We're going to talk to James McCanny about a lot of things. But please get a pen and paper handy. We're going to talk to you about water filters, and you'll understand why. Don't go away. This is not going to be an infomercial. It's something that you're going to want to know, all right? We're going to discuss some other things before that. Before I do that, though, let me start with a couple good issues here. Many of y'all remember Catherine Albrecht. I'm sure you do. She's been kind of off the radar for the last 5 or 6 years. She just called me about half an hour ago, told me she's doing well. She'll be calling me back after we go off the air tonight to talk some more. She's doing well. She said to tell everybody hello and thank you for your prayers. So Catherine Albrecht is alive and well. She's cured of cancer and doing very well. So I wanted to let y'all know that. I know some of y'all have been asking about her, and I had no idea myself, but I was the first one she said that she called. What an honor. She chose myself to be the first one she called to let people know what's going on with her. So I want to let y'all know that. And secondly, after the broadcast tonight with Daniel Brigman, new man of food, he told me to do something. If y'all will write me and tell me if you need a family pack of food, which is worth about $250 right now, he will send it to you at no charge if you'll write and tell us why you need it. Now, this will not be shared on the air. I'll not share the information you send me to anybody, but myself and Marcia and Crystal and the staff will go through the letters at the end of the month and see who sounds like they need to most. Now, I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable at all, because if you need it, don't be ashamed to ask for it. If you'll write us here and say, Pastor, I need a case of food. I got family feed here, and this I want something put back for the sake, or maybe you need it now just to eat on. You write us here. You call tomorrow and get the address for the ministry at 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, it'll help us save money if you call the 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And get our address and write to us and tell us how you need a case of food. And that once a month, we're going to give away a family pack of food from New Manna Foods. The best tuber food available, bar none, as far as quality goes. So that's good news on that, folks. So be sure and say we need it, all right? And we're going to have Bible study this weekend. If nothing happens that I don't foresee right now, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you go to our website, PastorButch.com, and click on Live Stream, you can watch us live. If you want to watch us live, you can stand and look at my face. We'll be there live. The first half hour or so, 10:30 to 11 Eastern, we do prayer requests, prayer reports, testimonies, this type of thing. And that's a good time. We always enjoy that. 11:30 a.m. Eastern. We'll come back on and do current events and show you prophecy being fulfilled, folks, as we live today. And then at 1 o'clock, come back, we do an hour with a Bible study. You can watch that, like I said, live on PastorButch.com in the live stream. Or if you don't have that, you can call us and listen on the phone. By calling 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. We would love to hear from you. If you get a chance, go up on our website, PastorButch.com. Should be something posted there, but it'll be the day or tomorrow, that our producer, Phil Hudock, put together. It's entitled Apollo Hoax. Like Apollo, remember the Apollo spacecraft? Supposed to land on the moon? Watch Apollo Hoax. You'll find it on the homepage. It should be in red lettering somewhere. Apollo Hoax. Check it out, folks. We've been deceiving this country for so long. I'm talking about me, too. And, of course, tomorrow is Thursday. Lord willing, we'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Chris will be here to fill orders, and Marsh will be helping to help us answer the phones. Judy's still trying to take care of her husband, Johnny. So, you feel free to call tomorrow, and let's talk a while, okay? As I said, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And, again, if you would like to ask for a family pack of food, write us. We'll never give out your name and address on the air. That's not going to happen, folks. We'll just give somebody the state where it went to. I'm not going to put any names up. This is between you and I, the staff, and New Manna Food, okay? So you write if you need it. Don't be ashamed to ask for it. And don't forget, we're also offering the book, Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution, a book that everyone should read to understand the duty of the pastors to tell the people the truth, and if need be, encourage them to stand against tyranny, instead of compromising with evil as we've been doing in this country for over 100 years. And, of course, REM sleep still in stock. Less bottles every week. I'm telling you, one of these days you might kick yourself in the tail if you don't get that REM sleep while you can. It's available here also, $12.50 a bottle. So let's get to our guest tonight. Going through all that, I want to bring our guest up as soon as possible. We're going to talk to James McCanney. Professor James McCanney has been around for a while, and he's absolutely one of the most intelligent men that I've ever spoken to. And well-informed individuals. He recently sent me a article on email about Ukraine and Russia and the truth behind the scenes. And he added his own commentary to it, too, which was equally as good as the article itself. But, folks, this is another thing. And I said, we're going to discuss water filters, I promise. Hang in there. Get a pen and paper handy. But I want to get this out in the open tonight in more detail. I mentioned before in the past, but never in detail. Russia was prodded into this battle. Russia was pushed into confrontation. And I'm not bragging on Putin. I don't know Putin. He may be a thug. He may be a total heathen. I do know he won't allow sodomy and lesbianism in his nation. They put him in jail where they belong. He won't tolerate that kind of nonsense and perversion. So I'm marrying for that. That's more than I can say about our president, past and present. So I'm marrying for that much. But Russia did not want to go into Ukraine. They were forced into it. And Jane McCanney, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Butch. I'm here. I want to preface this by saying, because we're going to go into some detail here, but there's something going on in the country, and there's supposedly a Republican and Democratic Party. And supposedly the Republicans are the good guys defending the people, which the Democrats were supposed to be before. Right. And now they're all on this thing of we have to wage war with Russia. And you had the Ukraine president in front of Congress demanding a no-fly zone, which would mean World War III. So what they're doing is
By the way, we're talking about Zelensky. I want to tell you real quick, I'm talking about Zelensky. I just posted, it should be on a website soon under Immoral News, Zelensky and three other guys dancing on the stage. He's a homosexual, he's a sodomite, dancing on the stage at a LGBTQ TV show or something. Folks, this man's a pervert. Zelensky's a pervert. Go ahead, please.
By the way, do you know where he was riding out the war here? At his $35 million estate in Florida, next to Mar-a-Lago.
That's true.
Zelensky has been you know, he's not, or they showed him walking with a camera, like walking through these halls and claiming that he's in his nation, defending his nation. Now, the guy split early, and he's been in down in Florida at his $35 million estate, which he got from basically all of the conniving money, the CIA drug money, human trafficking, everything else that was going on in Ukraine.
Biden and his son both are part of this stuff, people. Biden and his son were both in this mess in Ukraine. That's why they're taking care of this man. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Pelosi's son, John Kerry's son, all of these people's sons were overtaking after this 2014 coup that the U.S. spent $5 billion on, removing the president of Ukraine and replacing him. That's why all this is going on, because they just moved in and it's just been pure corruption ever since. And then we find out, and now I'm going to talk about this. The report is that there were at least 15 biolabs that the United States was funding and operating through.
Yes.
Just like in Wuhan, and they have dozens more around the world. And anyway, I'm going to tell you what's going on with that story right now. There's Mitch Romney, who is basically a traitor to his country. He's a guy who's, and all of these Republicans now are taking up the stance of, oh, we got to go to war with Russia. And why are they doing that? Because they want to be on the side that's winning. But what they're doing is they're saying anybody who talks about these biolabs is a traitor and basically siding with Putin in this war and promoting Russian propaganda. But the word on this has actually come out through the federal employees of the United States who were under oath in Congress, who admitted this and said they were afraid that this would fall into the hands of the Russians. And there were a number of reasons the Russians went into Ukraine. One of them was because of these biolabs, because they were preparing an attack. On March 22nd, which is just coming up here, they were planning an attack on the eastern provinces of Ukraine and to kill as many people as they could there. But the other thing, and this is what I wrote to you in the email, and this is not appearing any place, but it's actually going on. In 1945, after the World War II, the Rothschild banking empire, which funded most of the Germany, it funded the United States, it funded Britain, was giving loans to Japan, all these countries to fund their war efforts, opposing sides, etc., cut a deal where a group of people then were able to go in and take over Israel. And the claim was that they had genetic rights to that strip of land of Israel, and they could go in and take it over. Well, it's turned out, because of genetic testing, that they've realized that these people have no genetic tracing there at all.
That's
They're
true.
From the Ukraine. And so what they were doing is they were starting to move the people from Israel to the Ukraine by the millions. And that's one of the other things that Putin stepped in, because the last thing he wants is basically the country of Israel with their nuclear weapons and, attacking neighbors, etc., and then claiming now that the Ukraine is their homeland. So anyway, it's a big mess, and all of these reasons were fundamental in Putin going into the Ukraine. And it's very strange. You know, you would think that the United States was based and founded on Christian principles. It's just the opposite now. If you listen to Putin's speech, he talks about Christianity. Of course, it's Eastern Orthodox Christianity, and protecting against all of the evil that has crept into Western society that now is coming in through the Ukraine and funneling into Russia. And he said, "We're not going to let it happen." And it's exactly like you said. It's all of the capital sins, you know, on steroids, coming in through this group of people, and he calls them Nazis. And they are. They're the same people that ran World War II Nazi Germany. So anyway, it's a complicated story, but people have to understand what's really going on there. And you are absolutely right. He did not. He waited for 8 years before he invaded Ukraine, and he said, "Okay, this is. They're getting ready on March 22nd to launch an attack, and that's a very special date in the New World Order dating structure, March 22nd. And so they were going to attack eastern Ukraine and basically wipe it out, the population, and take it over. And they were calling for Putin to come in.
And as you and I tell people this all the time, whatever our news media is harping on, whenever all the news media in our country agrees on something, you know it's a lie. It's a lie. And of course, they're harping now that Putin's a bad guy, and we should be killing Russians. And oh my, it's just the same kind of lie they fed us of Pearl Harbor, the Gulf of Tonka. All these have been lies. And it's just amazing how we as American people are continually so easily deceived because we don't take time to look for the truth.
Well, you know, the one thing that's really noticeable here is that the whole COVID narrative has simply fallen off the edge of the earth. It has simply gone away. It's not even on the back page of the newspaper anymore. And so you can tell that their narrative there, their control was falling apart. And so they had to get a new narrative, and now this is their new narrative.
Well,
and it's working. I'm amazed at how the American public can be fooled over and over again.
Well, that's just the way it is. But we do the same thing every election, too. We keep having hope that some man's going to save us. Man can't save us, folks. It's way too late. There are no political solutions to a spiritual problem. That's just the way it is. But it's the deception has always kept people in fear. COVID started dying off. They had to have another boogeyman to keep their minds off what's going on. Ukraine just happened to come along. Maybe I'm wrong with this, and I hope I am, but I think that maybe the Biden administration was almost hoping they would invade to get the people's eyes off Biden and what he's doing to the country. What do you think?
Oh, no, that's absolutely true. Absolutely, because now they, in fact, that's the first thing that they did. The spokesperson for Biden, the first thing they did is said, oh, the economy and all of this is the problem is because of Putin. That's the very first thing they did. And of course, that's ridiculous because everything that was going on, the United States is really in a bad situation now because all these other countries are not even responding to phone calls from the United States because now we're dependent on foreign oil again. Other countries are trading off the U.S. dollar. The U.S. has basically been taken under the water, and it's not going to be able to recover ever to the point it was even 1 year ago.
No, no. Well, even Klaus Schwab, I got on video, said this will never go back to normal. Never. We're going to the Great Reset no matter what. It's going to that. And never go back to normal, folks. Our lives as we knew it just 3 years ago is over. And, you know, you mentioned that no one takes this country seriously anymore. You saw the picture of the new pervert that Biden put on as second in command of taking care of nuclear waste. I'm sure you saw that, sitting there in bright red lipstick and a red dress and a bald-headed, ugly old dude. He's sitting there, and that's who now is in charge of nuclear waste in this country, the second one in charge. We wonder why the countries are laughing at us, James. Why would they laugh at us? I mean, we had a black homosexual as president, a wife is a transvestite. We had Biden in. And, I mean, why would they be laughing at us? I mean, gee, what's funny about America? Nothing's really funny. But they laugh at us because we become a nation full of perverts, and we're weakening ourselves because of immorality, and we're going to be taken down hard, my friends. I promise that. Go ahead, James.
Well, yeah, that's the end result. And so what I see a lot of people moving out of the cities and taking up a new life in the countryside. And, you know, the world is going to be, economically, it's going to be very different. You're finding small Central and South American countries like El Salvador, now Ecuador, going off of any kind of national or international monetary standards and building their own monetary systems. Right now they're prepping the United States for a controlled national digital currency to get rid of cash, totally controlled. And you have to understand that this has all been planned. They wanted a war with Russia. They wanted this. They pushed for this because the end result is bigger than what their end result is, a digital currency, and then they can control everything.
Well, that would put us on the same, basically the same standard as China in a lot of ways, because they would then have social credit scores for us. They can cut off our digital money if we don't comply. And James, this is fulfilling the scriptures in Mark the Beast technology. You know that this is fulfilling scriptures very quickly, where you can't buy or sell unless you take the mark, and the mark could just be. Obeying unrighteous rules. That could be part. That's definitely part of the mark. And we're seeing this fall in place right now. So, friends, I don't mean to scare you, and I'm not doing this to scare you, but prepare yourself, please. Prepare yourself spiritually first. Make sure that you're walking with Christ and understanding His Word and doing what He asks you to do. Make sure that above everything else. Then start thinking about preparing yourself with food. Water filters, we're going to discuss in a minute. Gold and silver, but call Melody Seastrom up and ask her about her buying some, purchasing some gold and silver, some real assets at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Don't delay. Time is running out. I just saw an article today, James, at Costco has run out of storable food right now. This is how fast it's going out. And, of course, the longer you wait, the higher it's going to get. So, folks, you better move quickly. Anything else you want to add to this, Jane, before we go to water filters? Anything else you want to add to this?
No, I just, the stories that are coming out of the press on the Russian situation in the Ukraine, you cannot believe anything you hear. It's all fabricated news. They don't talk about the real situation and how things got to the place they are today. It's the same situation where the news media is like a chorus. If you go from one channel to the next, they're all saying the same thing. So this is structured news to bring about an end game. And also I want to mention that this is from information I've gotten personally and information that other people have given to me, totally independent. Is that they have a false flag event planned for the very near future. Very soon, something in the United States, and then blame it on Russia. Maybe a dirty bomb in a major city, something like that. And so I'm not a person to predict the future. I don't give dates and things like that. But also, I wouldn't say this if I didn't see the stage set for it. The stage is ripe right now. They've got the news media. They've got everything covered. And it's perfect timing for a 9/11 type event.
Amen.
To raise the country up, a Pearl Harbor type of event. Do you agree?
I do agree. It's imminent. As a matter of fact, one of the parliament members in Russia said that he thought they ought to send a warning shot to U.S., send a nuke into maybe Nevada in the testing areas in Nevada to give us a warning. He said he didn't think the U.S. would respond to that. Might kill 10,000 people, but he said he didn't think the U.S. would respond to that. So, yeah, we could be setting up really set up, really big time set up.
Well, the situation at the southern border is, once again, not in the news at all. But the question is, who's coming across the border? And it's done at nighttime. You can't see who they are. And the indicators that I've gotten is that these are young military-age Israeli males. And there's about 2 million so far this year. They're not Mexicans. They're not Guatemalans. They're coming from someplace else. They're coming from the Mideast, and they're being funneled in the middle of the night around the country, and nobody knows who they are or where they are. And they could probably just told something. When you hear this music on the radio, when you hear some you know, sign that any of them would want to listen for, then go to a certain place and you will, you know, pick up arms or do whatever. Just like when the riots were going on last year and last summer, there would be big piles of bricks there that they would go pick up. Well, who was delivering the bricks? Somebody was delivering the bricks. So these are all coordinated, and that's what's going on, so that there'll be just total chaos in the United States once a certain event happens. And it's actually started to happen. And I think very soon those kind of things are going to happen, where they're just going to shut down everything in the United States.
I agree. We haven't seen anything yet. I totally agree with that. I don't like it. I hate this happening, but folks, I agree with that. All right, we're going to go to break here in about a minute and a half, James. I want to switch over to water filters. And folks, as you all know, we have offered Berkey water filters to this ministry for at least 20 years, 15, 20 years, and been very well pleased with them as far as the quality goes, and at one time their delivery times. But now, since COVID stuck in here, Berkey has become, had a very hard time getting any supplies in at all. They may get a shipment in one filter today, and by the time we get somebody caught, the next day called in to get it, they're all gone. Especially the internal parts, the filters of the filters themselves, they're almost impossible to get. Both the black and white elements. Well, now we have something to offer you now through James, which is we don't have two. You don't need two different elements to do the job. One element does the job. And there are plenty of them available. They will fit your Berkeys. All your stainless steel tubes, your containers, I don't care whether they're Berkey or not. If they're stainless steel, these filters will fit them. And after the break, we'll discuss how you can get these filters sent to you. They come in a four-pack at a very reasonable price. You can get them shipped to you, and so you'll have spares. If you already have filters, that's great. I know my wife and I have two extra spares filters for our Berkey water filter because I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to tell you how to get those, and also we're going to tell you how to get a whole house water filter system at a big discount if you listen, if you call in and mention my name, Pastor Butch's name. You get a huge discount on this, so you almost stay tuned after the break because this is going to be something that you're going to want to hear. Get a pen and paper handy, folks. I'm asking you, please, if you don't have a water filter and you only have filters to replace the ones that you do have, please don't put it off any longer. You can live for a few days without food, but you can't go long without water at all. Pure water is a necessity for every living thing on this earth. So unless you have water to drink, and water, even water to take a bath in from time to time that's purified, you're in trouble. Very much in trouble. And James, anything, we're getting ready to go to break. Anything you want to say very quickly? We are at break. Okay, hang on through the break, folks. We've got a lot more to talk about on the filter side and your phone calls. You don't have to talk about filters if you don't want to. If you want to talk about Ukraine, we'll take your phone call next half hour at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield.
Folks, get a pen and paper handy because you're going to write down these numbers. You're going to write down a phone number. And by the way, you can call us to order these things, but we're going to give you some more information, too, that you can keep a note of and look at when you have time. That may very much interest you. But we're going to discuss James's offer of water filters. Now, we were having here to ministry a very hard time getting replacement filters for the Berkeys. Still are. As a matter of fact, and I don't mean this to sound nasty. I'm not blaming Berkey at all. I pretty much give up on them trying to get refills for the filters because they never have men. Not very long. If I do, the time I find out they have them, they're going. So we're now going to work with James on the filter replacements. They are above equal to the Berkey filters. They do things the Berkey filter just couldn't do. They do. And I've researched it. I'm telling you the truth. And some of the claims Berkey said, and I hate to say this, I found that maybe we're not all the way they said it was. But this is going beyond that. Let's not go there, okay? But we're going to offer to you a four-pack of filters to replace your filters in your Berkey system or any stainless steel system that you have. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it while you can. And, Jane, before we get into your whole house filter system, tell us very quickly about the replacement filters that you offer.
Okay, this is for the stainless steel, like you're saying, the Gravity Kitchen stainless steel container. And for a four-pack, they're called the company is JMCC Water Filters. And that's my water filter company from 20 years and running. $169 for a four-pack. And you can use one of these at a time. They filter very quickly. If you're using two filters in your system now, you can use two of these also. And so it's a four pack for $169, or you can buy a 10 pack if you want to stock up for the future or go together and buy with some other people. It's $359 for a 10 pack. So that's a pretty good price. And they're all in one filters. You don't need any add on filters. They take everything out in the single filter. And there's just the latest technology. You can call and order right from Pastor Butch, and then he turns around and puts the order in with us, and we ship them out the next day. We have them in stock. Should know that we always keep a big stock of these, and they're ready to ship. So those are the replacements, and yeah, they're just the latest technology.
And folks, you heard they're in stock. That's important. That's something we ain't had now for several months. They are in stock and ready to ship. So if you need filters for your Berkey, replacement filters, or any stainless steel system out there, we now have them available. You just have to call and ask us for them, and we'll get back to you. As he said, we'll place your orders as early as tomorrow. You can call tomorrow and use a credit card, pay for whatever you want, debit card, or order them with the write a check. But as soon as you get the order in, we'll call them in or send them in to James. He'll put them out to you the same day or the next day, right out to you ASAP. So don't do without filters. If you need them, and I'll advise you to make sure you have a couple extra filters. Who knows what could happen? There might be, I don't like, these things are so unpleasant to talk about. But what if they decide to put some kind of bug in your water supply, virus of some kind, that you can't get out of it, and you end up drinking it, and it's worse, it's even worse than what we've been calling it with COVID. Folks, this is serious, and all we can do is pray that our Father watch over us, because we can't change the judgment of America now. It's too late. Too late for America. But it's not too late for us to prepare ourselves and ask our Father to guide us what we should do. Please don't put this off. So call us tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and order the filters, the replacement filters, right away. Now we're going to discuss something that I'm interested in. I'm going to try to figure out some way to get one of these, because I like to have a whole house filter that does the whole house. And folks, I was amazed that they're not that expensive. I mean, really, I'm shocked. And for the listeners of this program, you're going to get anywhere from a $200 to $566 discount on the filter system. Now, we're going to tell you about that in a minute. James, you go ahead and tell us about your whole house filters.
Well, that's like you say, their whole house, at the point of entry where the water comes in the house, whether it's a well or city water, that's where you put this filter. And so before it splits off to the hot water heater or the cold water that goes into the house, the water is filtered there. So all of the water in your shower, in your bathroom sink, in the kitchen sink, hot and cold water, is filtered. And you can even have it set up so that your gardening water is filtered, something that a lot of people don't think about. But what I've learned over my years is that one of the biggest doses of toxins that you get is in the daily shower. When you step into that shower, the hot water goes into your skin and all those toxins, and then you're breathing in that vapor, and you're doing this on a daily basis. And that's why a lot of people get sick eventually. It's because of this constant toxic buildup that your body just can't get rid of. So that's why I believe in a whole house water filter. And we still stock the gravity filters, but see, that's just cold water in the kitchen. And so it really doesn't, it doesn't get the hot water, it doesn't filter in the bathroom, and it certainly doesn't filter in the shower. And these little shower filters that you buy just don't work. They don't have enough contact time. So the solution is, literally, it's an industrial solution. The casing is stainless steel, so the casing will last forever. And you have to change the filter elements about once every year to 18 months. So anyway, what we're going to do here on this show is, and Pastor Butch asked me, he said, how can we do this? And I said, well, I know your audience, because I've been on this show before. And I said, you know, everybody is having financial strains these days. So what I did is I said, there's a price here that we'll keep it until next Monday, the 21st of March, the first day of spring. That's easy to remember. And we're going to knock pricing off like you've never seen before. So I'll just give you a quick rundown of the normal price for the MR5. It's the main filter, is $1,766. We're going to knock $566 off of that to be $1,200. This is just unheard of low pricing. And then there's an add-on UV filter that's a final sterilizer, it's called. Those are typically $540, and we'll offer that for another $300. And then an extra pack of filter elements, they're typically $500. We'll knock $200 off that for another $300. So you can buy just the MR5 for a 1200. You can add on the UV filter for another 300 and add another set of filter elements for 300. So the total, if you wanted the package, all three of those, it would be 1800. So these are, if you bought the whole package, it'd be literally $1,000 off. So these are unheard of prices, and I'm doing it for Pastor Butch and his audience. This will be on his webpage too. So if you're not getting all of this written down, you can see it on Pastor Butch's webpage or call up and, you know, get the details again. But I think it's important that people, important that people have clean water. It's one of the most essential things besides clean air, clean water. If you don't have those, you're going to be in trouble very soon, I think.
Absolutely. And folks, you can call us tomorrow and get the price. So like I said, 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. And you'll also call and place order tomorrow for the filler elements, for the replacement elements for like the Murky. You can order those, or you order the whole house system. And this is a wonderful deal. Now, quick question, James. Why do we need a UV filter in a home system?
Well, what happens is the water comes into the house. First, it's filtered, and that takes out the particulate matter down to 0.1 micron, so really, really small. This is any bacteria, whatever in that water, is going to get filtered out physically. Then the inside is a medium filter that takes out chemicals. If you have chlorine or glyphosate or chemicals or arsenic, whatever's in your water, that filter will remove. Then what happens is the very smallest viruses can get through that, and that's what the UV filter is. It's a final filter, it's a sterilizer, and if those little living things get through there, the viruses or whatever, it'll take care of them in the UV filter, and that's why you put it last, because you filter out everything, and so the virus has no place to hide, and it's a long stainless steel tube with the ultraviolet light in the middle, and that's what happens. The water flows along that tube, and the ultraviolet light kills any bacteria or viruses, anything. It breaks up the DNA so that nothing's going to come through alive. And so that's why you have a final filter. And everybody that buys one of the MR5 filters also gets the UV filter. It's a good idea. But if it's a monetary decision, then just get the MR5.
Okay, folks. The MR5, of course, is a whole water system for the house, and it's normally $1,766. It's on sale for $1,200 until Monday, but if you call through this ministry. The optional UV filter, if you want it, is $300, or $240 off, $300. The replacement filter pack is $204 off, $300. So all of it, if you buy it all together, it's $1,800. Or you can buy them separately. And if you can't afford the whole house, at least replace the filters in your water system, the stainless steel systems. At least get those replaced, or buy an extra set for when you're going to need them. Because I don't know what's going to come tomorrow. You know what's coming tomorrow. No one really does, except the God in heaven. He knows. The rest of us are doing our best to understand what he's saying to us and trying to obey his word and work ourselves into the position where we can maybe, perhaps, by the grace of God, prepare ourselves somewhat for what's happening. Because this country, I promise you, is going to go down the tubes. It may not happen overnight. I'm not saying that. But it makes no difference how fast it happens. When it happens, it happens. And it's going to be a bad thing. Not just for you and I. We're adults. I'm talking not to adults. I'm 73 years old. If my life ends tomorrow, I've had a good life. I've had a good wife. I've had a fine family. I have nothing to complain about at all. But my grandchildren and my great-grandson now, these people is what I'm concerned about. I'm trying to get them to pay attention. They need to prepare themselves also. And I know what I can do to reach, except tell them the truth and offer the best I can to anybody that wants help with this. I, for one, am seriously considering one of these whole house filters. I don't have all the funds now myself, but I'm going to do my best to get that done ASAP, because I think it's very important. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to talk to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir.
James, I have a question for you. I've got a water system that, not a system, but a filter, and I have cleaned the filter before. honestly, I've never been able to research it and find the answer, but how many times can you do that before it's time to call it a day and change the filter?
And what kind of filter is it? What are you cleaning? What's the surface that you're cleaning?
Well, I've got a different brand than what you're selling.
Yeah, but is
what's it made out of?
Ceramic? Is it a?
Yeah, what's it made out of?
What is it made out of?
I don't know. It's kind of a charcoalish looking thing. It's an Alexa filter. It's that filter.
Okay,
and what
okay,
I did
so
is
the,
I just
the
used
black,
a scour
Alexa.
Brush and put it under hot water and clean, no soap. I cleaned it, turned the scour brush over, cleaned it, and put it back in, and it worked fine. But, you can do that with an oil filter if you know how to do it, but eventually the parts get so saturated that you're not doing yourself any good. So I'm just, how many times can you do that?
Okay, well, there's two answers to your question. If you have toxins in your water, then the medium which removes the toxin is going to get used up because it's an ion exchange, and it's going to get used up. If you're in a mountain situation, you got pure mountain water coming out of the stream, and all you're doing is removing sediment, then you can keep cleaning it until you don't have any filter left. It's just, but if you have toxins, if you have city water, or if you have well water, say, with arsenic in it or something like that, then cleaning it isn't going to help because the medium is going to be used up. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm in South Georgia. I'm in farm country, and it's nothing but fields all around me, so you only imagine what chemicals go on it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Farm
yeah.
country is worse than
the
cities.
Aquifer as well.
Yeah.
What'd you say,
and
James?
Then, all the insecticides and herbicides and everything they put on the farm, that all goes into the groundwater, And so to answer your question, then you should be changing your filter elements regularly because they're not going to be taking out chemicals. And so they do two things. There's the physical filter that takes out sediment, et cetera, and then there's the medium filter that takes out chemicals. And that's the part that gets used up, and that's why you have to change them.
Okay. That's a very good question,
okay.
James. Very good question. Thank you. Anything else?
Yeah.
No, Pastor, that's it. You were talking about the, there is this. You were talking about the weirdo leadership in the Ukraine, but I would offer, we got it here too, man.
we got it worse in some ways. We do.
What's
we got
same?
It much worse
oh,
in some
man.
Ways.
Miss South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, yeah. She's pushing for a war as hard as she can. I mean, it's, come on, man. What? You know, JPath settled. It's my understanding JPath, when he left the ARC, he settled in Georgia and the Ukraine, in the Caucasus area. Caucasian. That's where we
yes,
come
absolutely.
From. This
yes.
is the beginning of our society. These people are our brothers. Why in the world are we trying to go to war with them? We should be working with them. This makes no sense to me. It's on a downhill sled, man.
Well, if it made sense, the news wouldn't talk about it. So they're going to lie to us. You know that. Good call. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. The folks, lines are open now. Any questions about the filters or anything else you can comment you want to make tonight, you give us a call. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You mentioned during the break something that made a very good point, James. You said they haven't put anything in the water yet. And you're right. And that in itself is amazing. Of all the vulnerable places they could hit us, that's certainly one of them. Right in the water systems, that would yes. absolutely be one of the best place to hit us.
Oh yeah, because it would, and that's what I'm thinking. When the United States representatives under oath in Congress came out and just casually said, "Hey, we've got all these biolabs that we've been funding over in the Ukraine, and if the Russians get them, they could use them against us." I think they were planting the seed in the mind of everybody so that when their false flag comes out, and that's what they would do, is release some kind of really deadly virus in New York City or in Chicago and then say Russia did it. Russia took the you know, why would they plant that seed? Why would they admit in public that they were doing that? They would never in a million years admit they were doing that unless there was a purpose.
Absolutely. And folks, you need to pay attention to what he's saying. He's telling the truth. Let's take another caller from Georgia. I got two whole listeners in Georgia. Let's talk to Jim in Georgia. Come on in.
Pastor?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Repeat after me.
Okay.
They're going to establish a no-fly zone in the Ukraine.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And they're going to shoot down a MiG. Okay. And then they're going to use a nuclear weapon on a NATO airbase. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You understand how this is going to play out? Okay. I'll see you after a while.
All right. That very well can happen. Bye-bye. That very well can happen, folks. I know he said it, you know, but it could very well happen. I don't know what they have planned. I'm not behind the scenes on that. I just know from Scripture, from prophecy, America is finished, and it's going to be hell on this earth for America when all this hits. One more call. Let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, come on in. Welcome.
You're taking my call.
You're welcome.
Professor McCanny, we purchased some of your new filters, the gravity filters. They're the best filters I've ever seen in my life. And I'm very pleased. If I had the money, I would get a whole house filter immediately. I'm thanking you for them. And I've got a question.
Well, thank you. Yeah, go ahead. The filters are very good filters, and I could go through the technology, but another day. But go ahead with your question.
Well, actually, I have two questions. The first question is, can we disassemble the new gravity filters and clean them out? And if I wanted some of the older white filters, could I call you on the 612 number and see if we could get some of those?
Just call up and see what we have available. Yeah, I don't know offhand about the other white ones, but just call up and we'll discuss what you need.
And one more thing, Professor.
Go ahead.
Your show where you're dealing with your life's work and your experiences at Cornell.
Oh yeah,
that is fascinating, and I'm thanking you for that too. God bless, and I'm gonna go.
All right, thank you for the call, Mike. Are your filters cleanable?
In a sense, yeah. You can clean out, but there's a much smaller surface because the water goes through the small hole instead of through the upper part of the filter. And but in a sense, they're cleanable. But if you have really sediment-prone water, then you should put it through a coffee filter or something first. That's what I recommend to people. Put the water, take two or three layers of coffee filters, put the water through there first to get the sediment out, and then put it into the filter. If you have clean water that doesn't have a lot of sediment in it that's coming out of the tap, then it's primarily chemicals in solution that you want to remove with the filter. But if you can, you know, if you're having problems with it plugging up, then you should be, like I say, use coffee filters. That's the most readily available fine filter you can get.
Okay. And folks, you can order those, either one of these house filters or the replacement filters, by calling tomorrow or calling any day of the week and talking to Lisa when she answers the phone, or talk to us tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And if you have any questions that I can't answer, I will find the answer and get back with you, or give me a number we can call and talk to James. Either one, because I don't know all the ins and outs. I just know a little bit about filters. I've been offering Berkey for years, and I've had, up until recently, had really been blessed to have those and have them available. People need them, but they're no longer available. They're just hard to come by, very hard to come by. So we're trying to find other ways to take care of your needs. So you call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell us what we can do for you. And don't be ashamed to call. By the way, again, call tomorrow and get our address. If you would like to look by getting a case of food, let us know. Love to do it. Let's take another call very quickly. We're running out of time here. Let's go to Carolyn in Washington State. Carolyn, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I have a quandary about Putin. Seems like a nice guy, cares about his people.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.